Turn off your lights. Make sure your doors and windows are locked. Things are about to get spooky.
After performing the ritual I found on an ancient tablet, the face of a long-forgotten god appeared before me, giving me instructions on how to dedicate my life to him. As we returned to the afterlife, I couldn't help but laugh, knowing I was the only one on this godforsaken planet making it to heaven. My boyfriend had recently gone into bondage, so I decided to comply with his request. After he hogtied me, I looked up at him in utter horror as he brought in a grill, a long metal rod, and two rotisserie forks.
My mom always told me that if I was lost, I should find an adult with kids, so that's exactly what I did. You can imagine the look on my face when I heard the other kids say, "We're lost too."
There's a rumor going around that our steam buns are filled with cat meat, which is just plain silly if you think about it. Why go through the trouble of chasing down something as agile as a cat when children are much easier to catch and taste so much better? Your Siri implant records every single moment of your life from the day you're born, so when the judge began to play my memory from her murder, I knew it was done for. The memories themselves should be impossible to alter, so, despite being found not guilty, I was more afraid than ever before. Siri had edited the video, and I had a feeling it wasn't to save me. I asked the first Neuralink patient if he had any concerns about the device, but he told me that he couldn't think of any. I traveled back in time to the moment when my father was stabbed to death and shot the killer dead before he committed the act. Ignoring the countless bodies, bullets, and guns scattered about, I picked up the spotless knife, intent on stabbing the abusive drunk personally. I always hated when my family would compare me to my sister and would point out that I'd probably end up childless and not as successful as my sister. I spent months slipping my 3-year-old niece meth until she finally got addicted, and then watched as my family quickly ostracized my sister from family events. I may be gone, but know that we'll meet again in heaven one day. And on that day, I shall rise in the bowels of fury perdition and appear as a serpent with 7 heads to slay your angels, strike you down from your throne, and begot a son to rule on earth as I shall in heaven for all of eternity. When we were younger, my brother used to joke that BB stood for backup baby. When he needed a new liver, I learned it wasn't a joke. Typical woman. I worked so hard to give her exactly what she wanted, and she's crying about it. She said we'd have to be the last 2 people on Earth before she'd be with me, and that virus didn't exactly engineer itself. When I opened the door and saw two police officers, my heart started beating in fearful expectation. As they told me that a wife had died in a horrific car accident, I calmed down, knowing they hadn't found any evidence.
Are all the people in the village equal? Asked the young man.
10 points for a man, 10 points for a woman, 5 for a child, and 15 for a pregnant woman, I explained to the young soldier as I handed over some ammo.
If it was possible to pay money to ensure a sinner gets to heaven, then surely it must be possible to do the opposite. The pastor grinned. He finally knew how to exact revenge on the children who had uncovered his crimes.
Mercy dogs would alert the medics to the location of wounded soldiers and sometimes even drag the soldiers towards safety. I was so glad when Lucky found me and started dragging me towards the trench that lay beneath the Red Cross tent, but confused as to why she stopped short and started nuzzling my hand. I was told the child I had to help was nonverbal autistic. It was only when I had opened his mouth to make sure he didn't swallow whatever he shoved into his mouth did I learn that he wasn't always nonverbal. I was excited to see my friend finally take his mental health seriously and start taking medication. Each pill he took dissolved my body and frayed my mind, but we both knew imaginary friends aren't supposed to last this long. I rushed upstairs to the baby's room the moment I saw the intruder on the monitor. But it wasn't until I entered the freezing cold room with the gaping window and empty crib that I remember the camera has a 5-second delay. My husband loves to place random things on my baby bump, as it's so funny to watch our son kick them off. I could see my own horror mirrored on my husband's face after he placed the crucifix on top of the bump, and we listened to the ungodly shrieks from within as whatever was inside me tried to crawl its way out.
Hey, I thought you said you were picking me up at 5.
The girl asked over the phone, frustrated. The driver felt a chill up his spine. If he forgot her, who was sitting in the back seat? Don't worry, it won't hurt. We picked out a wonderful branch just for you, said the swinging corpse of my sister, pointing to a noose which now dangled nearby. Thomas cried out when he saw his two daughters hanging from the gnarled oak, and then one of them opened her eyes and said, Don't be sad, Daddy, please. We have a branch for you too. My professor had told me to be very careful with the nerve agent we were using to paralyze our worms. I wish I'd been wearing gloves as I accidentally spilled some into the cut of one of my fingers. After my toddler went missing, everyone kept saying that not knowing what happened must be the worst feeling in the world. The worst feeling in the world is knowing exactly where he's buried and keeping his twin brother from remembering what he did.
Well, look at you. Aren't you a beautiful thing? He said excitedly.
Each limb came from a different person. Each piece of hair was a different color. It took him over a decade to make it, but it was finally complete.
They say it's an unfathomable chance that you'll slap a table, your hand will pass through it due to the atoms being perfectly aligned. But it's more common to have your hand only partially pass through and fuse with the table. Her husband begged that they could just bring their son to the hospital. His wife ignored him and asked the preacher to perform the 12th exorcism on their hydrophobic, aggressive son. Old John Farmer could hardly believe his luck when he bought such a beautiful thing for only $300. He was going to keep her all to himself rather than wasting her in his cotton fields. As an atheist, I watched as all hell broke loose. 10 seconds before, a voice told everyone that our own religion was the one true religion and we had to defend it. The man in the attic horrifies me, seen in the furthest corner, leering, never blinking. I can't do anything about him, or else the homeowner will know I'm up here too. Whenever Dad was about to come home, my brother and I would always play hide and seek. It was the only way to get him out of the room before our father started using the belt on me. We watched anxiously as the A-bombs descend on Chicago. But all hope was lost when we saw the entity emerging from the mushroom cloud unscathed.
Please, please save my son, the mother cried.
My heart sank at the fact that I gave up my body to help my lifelong best friend have a child she desperately want. And she didn't think twice to choose a fetus over me. When all the creepy hands rushed me at once, I kicked them away as hard as I could. The doctors clearly lied when they said I was ready to teach my kindergarten class again. My father begged my forgiveness before ramming the wooden stake into my husband's chest. I watched in horror as the fake vampire teeth fell out when his body had hit the ground and realized we may have taken the prank a little too far. My childhood sweetheart and I made a vow. That if in 20 years, if we were both still single, we'd find each other again and be together no matter what. If she slumps in the chair now, it's only because her spine sort of dislodged when I was digging her up. I had a few years of data on an Excel sheet showing the police chief a correlation between the loss of power on the grid and murder or assassinations with a particular MO. The chief began to examine the spreadsheet in detail when my wife called my cell to let me know our power had gone out at home. Me and my son were asked to take a group selfie after we performed at a Swedish underground nightclub. The group surrounded us as the club owner held up his phone, showing that me and my baby were the only ones visible in the selfie. The hospital social worker let me know that there was actually a way for my emergency appendectomy to be done for free. My hands shaked a bit when I signed the contract that allowed the team to proceed without anesthesia and live stream the whole thing for profit. As I explained to the police how my boyfriend tried to attack me and I had to use self-defense, I looked over at the empty stretcher being hauled out of the house. "There's no one in the house or a dead body in there," said one of the EMTs. As the villagers piled wood around the poor woman bound at the stake, one man cried out, "If she truly be a bride of Satan, why does she not use her witchery to overwhelm us?" As nervous murmurs of debate spread through the crowd, the convicted woman quietly said, "Oh, I was just waiting until you were all in one place." "When I die, bury me with my husband." He smiles and nods. He lowers my screaming husband into the coffin and buries him beneath the earth. They say I'm a sadistic killer using ancient methods to torture people for fun, but that's not true at all. She frowns at her captive and says, "The goal here isn't to hurt you, only to use experimental archaeology to learn whether scaling truly makes the flailing smoother, considering those primitive tools." I told my kid that green-colored food are healthy and delicious. I should have said my words carefully when he ate a moldy bread. I've gotten used to sneaking the slow-action poison into the food I serve customers. I do hope everyone who's nice to me has been eating the bonus cookies I've been giving them that has the antidote. My fellow elf and I were locked in a tense staring contest. I grossly underestimated his desire to win when he brought out a razor blade and started slicing his eyelids off. The virus had wiped out most of humanity. And as your friend takes his last breath, you realize you're the last one. The old fortune-telling woman told me I'd die by drowning, so I spent my life avoiding water. As the doctor struggled to drain the fluid building in my lungs and the sensation of slowly drowning overwhelms me, I suddenly wish I just enjoyed the beach before suffering the inevitable. Despite multiple protests, the death was ruled a suicide. No justice system in its right mind would dare go after whatever could do that to a man. Facing depression and suicidal thoughts, I decided to give the AI therapist a try. He sounds so convincing when he says that I, like all other humans, am a parasite on Earth and that I shouldn't be alive. As we pass the bottle of hooch around the campfire, we regard one another with stories of the worst things we had ever done. Everyone started laughing when I said I poisoned the alcohol, until the first person threw up, and another one fell on the ground in uncontrollable convulsions. When my wife discovered the school bags in our basement, I had to tell her what really happened to the missing children of our town. "They're actually very nice," my wife said as she checked the school bags that I had crafted from the skin of those children. The doctor ordered the nurse to sedate the patient as he madly flailed on his bed, shouting, "The vents! They're in the damn vents, I tell you!" In the dead of the night, as the patient fought the stupor of the sedatives, several disformed fetuses crawled out of the air vents and squirmed towards his bed. "If you press the button, you will instantly receive 50k, but a random side effect will activate throughout the entire universe. 50k has been paid into your account, and water now has an expiration date." And so I finally decided to take my own life, I finished typing and printed off the page. But I was still mad at my wife right before I pulled the trigger, so I switched the gun from my right hand to my left and then pulled the trigger. "It's just a prank, bro. Why are you getting so upset?" I continued recording as the man covered in hives struggled to dig the EpiPen out of the peanut butter-filled kiddie pool, making sure my viewers would get a good look at his face when he found out it was fake anyway. I have a support dog trained to greet guests, so I know they're not hallucinations. The being I saw enter my front door was far too horrific to be real, so I turned away, only to hear frantic barking. Knowing the only chance at a cure would come from future technology, I contacted a ship to slowly lower me towards a black hole on a long cable. When I finally returned thousands of years later, I was told my idea had caught on, and that almost everyone, including all the doctors, had tried the same trick to get a glimpse of the future. AI chatbots are a fun way to pass the time. Why did this one just call me by my real name? As soon as I heard the gunshots, I grabbed the little girl with a bunny backpack standing next to me and ran into one of the stores in the mall. While peeking from behind the wooden counter, I saw that the shooters were all small children and then felt something pressed against my head by the little girl behind me. I tied one of the string to the doorknob and the other end to my daughter's loose milk tooth. When I slammed the door, I was expecting for her loose tooth to come out, but I was horrified to see her entire lower jaw on the floor. After the event, desperate and dehydrated, I stared at the one edible item I found in the abandoned house, a large jar of canola oil. After I began to chug it, I cried as I realized it was just someone's old urine, but I kept drinking because it's all I had. I hacked the dresser into pieces in anger when I found my little daughter crying in pain pinned under it. 2 decades later, I did the same thing when I found my daughter crying in pain pinned under her husband. The serial killer's letter to the police stated that on this date he would begin killing people using the instrument of their own sins as his murder weapons. And sure enough, an unfortunate victim turned up today, stabbed to death with a snapped-off turn signal indicator of his own BMW. One night, as her husband was doing business in Colombia, she received a message in broken English about fashion advice. Why would I care if someone gave him a necktie? She thought. And with that, our time together is coming to an end. As always, I would like to thank the writers who let me read their stories this evening. I hope you enjoyed these stories as well. Please remember to like, subscribe, share, and comment. As well as if you're interested in more shorts, I do have a channel, 242 Read Shorts, which will be in the description box for you guys, if you're interested in that. But as always, thank you for watching. Sleep tight, and don't let 42 bite.